Title: Drop in Ableton Live 12. Build it for warm tape style grit for jungle old school DNB vibes advanced. Alright, let's build a drop in Ableton Live 12 that hits with that old school jungle attitude, but still feels clean, controlled, and mix ready. This is an advanced composition and arrangement lesson. So we're thinking like a producer and an editor, not just like a sound designer. The goal is a tight 32 bar section. Bars 1 through 16 are your pre-drop build. You're thinning things out, creating tension, and making the listener lean in. Bars 17 through 32 are the drop, full breaks, a proper sub, stabs that feel sampled and rude, and a warm tape-style grit that rounds things off without turning the drums into fuzz. And we're doing it stock only, in a workflow that encourages commitment. Build the engine, route to buses, automate contrast, and print when it's feeling right. Step 0. Session setup. Fast and intentional. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 172. I like 170 for that classic punch. Now go to the groove pool. Grab an MPC swing, something like MPC 16 swing around 57 to 62, and don't slam it to 100. Try 40 to 60%, and apply it mainly to your break layers. Not necessarily the sub. The sub usually wants to be stable. Create the minimum drop tracks. A main break track, a top layer track, a sub-bass track, an optional mid or reese track, a stabs track, and an FX track for risers and impacts. Now route with intention. Drums into a drum bus, basses into a bass bus, music into a music bus, and everything into a premaster. Here's the mindset. A good drop is contrast plus continuity. Continuity is the identity. That's your break and your bass motif. Contrast is what changes at the moment of impact. Filtering opens, space tightens, rhythm fills back in, the low end returns. You're basically making the drop feel bigger without relying on make it louder. And quick coached note before we touch audio, decide early which break is the anchor and which break is the spice. If both layers try to be the star, saturation on the bus will just turn into hash. Step 1. Build the break foundation. Old school, but controlled. On your break main track, drag in an amen style or any classic crunchy loop you like. The actual loop matters less than how you treat it. Now, warp is not just timing. Warp is tone. It changes transience and texture, and that's part of the tape vibe. Start with warp mode on beats. Preserve transience. Use transient loop. If it feels too choppy, you can /B with Complex Pro at low formants for a smoother, more pulled transient feel. Don't get stuck in tweak land. Pick the tone you want. Now for an advanced workflow move. Slice it. Right-click the clip. Slice to new MIDI track. Choose the built-in slicing preset to drum rack. Now your break is playable, editable, and you can write fills and ghost notes like a drummer, not like a loop. For your top layer track, add something clean and crisp. A hat loop, a shaker, or programmed hats. This is definition and clarity, not weight. High pass it with EQ 8 around 250 to 500 Hz. Steep slope. You want it out of the bass and low mid zone. If it's too washy, you can gate it to keep it tight. Or later we'll add snap with transient control on the bus. Now let's build the drum bus chain for warm tape style grit, using stock devices. First, EQ 8 for cleanup. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz. You're removing useless rumble, not bass that matters. If things feel boxy or cardboardish, do a gentle dip around 250 to 400 Hz, 1 or 2 dB, wide Q. That's a classic jungle problem area once you start saturating. Next, saturator for tapish warmth. Set it to soft sine or analog clip. Drive somewhere between 2 and 6 dB. Turn on soft clip and level match the output. This is huge. If it's louder, you'll think it's better. Match the level, then decide. Next, drum bus for glue and knock. Drive anywhere from 5 to 20% depending on the loop. Crunch is dangerous. Keep it subtle, like 0 to 10%. Boom is optional. If you use it, keep it low. Tune it around 50 to 60 Hz, and be careful because the sub also lives down there. Transients, usually +5 up to +20 for snap. If your break is already spiky, you might go negative to round it. Then glue compressor. Classic bus glue. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction when the drop hits. Optional. A touch of soft clip here if you want density, but remember the goal is rounded, not flattened. Finish with utility for gain staging and mono checking. Keep headroom. I want you composing with the premaster peaking around -8 to -6 dBFS. That forces arrangement impact instead of meter chasing. One more advanced tone trick. If you want that tape air without harshness, do a pre-emphasis move, Before the saturator, use HQ8 to gently boost the high shelf around 6 to 10 kHC by 2 to 4 dB. Then saturate. Then after saturation, use another HQ8 to bring that shelf back down. You generate harmonics up top, but the final balance stays controlled. Step 2. Compose the bass. Authority first, attitude second. Start with the sub. Clean, stable, mono. On the sub track, load operator. Oscillator A is a sign. Keep it simple. Set the envelope release around 150 to 250 milliseconds, so notes don't smear into each other. If you want subtle harmonics, either add a quiet sign an octave up, or do very gentle saturation. Sub-processing chain. EQ8 low pass around 120 to 180 Hz, fairly steep. The sub should not be doing hi-fi mids. Add saturator in soft sign mode. Drive 1 to 3 dB. Soft clip on, and keep it tiny. Then utility to keep it mono. If you want to be extra disciplined, keep width at 0 for the sub region. Now, optional but very jungle. The mid bass or res. On a mid track, use wave eatable. Two saws, slight detune. Modest unison. Too much unison equals phase soup, especially once you layer breaks and add saturation. Low pass somewhere between 1 and 3 kHE depending on how bright you want it. Add movement with auto filter, either with envelope or a slow LFO. Then add controlled grit, saturator on analog clip. Drive maybe 3 to 8 dB, and then EQ out harshness around 2.5 to 5 kHE if it starts biting too hard. Now sidechain, but in a DNB way. You can sidechain from your kick and snare, or even better, a ghost trigger track. Make a tight SE trigger track with a simple pattern that matches the accents you want the bass to duck under. On the bass boss, add compressor with sidechain input from that trigger. Fast attack, like 0.1 to 1 millisecond. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. You're aiming for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. Enough to let the brakes punch, but not EDM pumping. Old school feel is the bass pushing in the gaps, not disappearing. Quick composition concept. Bass motif rotation. Instead of writing a 16-bar melody in the bass, write 3 notes. Root, 5th, flat 7 or octave. Then rotate the rhythm every 2 bars. Minimal pitch movement. Constant placement changes. Hypnotic Jungle 101. Step 3. Stabs and musical hooks. Old school vibe without clutter. On music, stabs, pick a source. Simpler with a sampled stab is perfect, or build one in analog with a saw and a short amp envelope. Make it short, fast decay, little to no sustain. You want punctuation, not pads. High pass with auto filter around 150 to 300 Hz, so you're not fighting the bass. Add saturator with 2 to 6 dB drive. Watch for harshness. Now space, but keep it controlled in the drop. Use echo for tapish delay. Set it to 1/8 or 1/4 synced. Feedback around 15 to 35%. Filter the delay. Low cut around 200 Hz. High cut around 6 to 8 kHz. Add just a touch of modulation so it wobbles like worn hardware, not like chorus soup. Reverb can be in a short, dark room. Subtle. Here's the musical move. Write a 2-bar stab motif that repeats, but shifts. Bar 1. A main hit on beat 1, then an answer on the end of 2. Bar 2. Move one hit earlier so it leans forward. Then copy it across the drop and make tiny variations every 4 bars. Tiny. Not random. Also, if you want the stab to feel more authentically sampled, band limit it before distortion. High pass around 200 Hz, low pass around 6 to 9 kHz, then distort slightly. That limitation is part of the sound. Step 4. Arrange the drop so it lands. We're building bars 17 to 32 as the drop, and we're going to think in 5 microsections. Bar 17. Impact. Full drums and sub immediately. No apology. Add a one-shot impact like a vinyl hit or noise burst. And right before bar 17, in bar 16 beat 4, do a micro stop. Cut everything for an eighth note to a quarter note. Leave a reverb tail or a reverse crash. That gap is free loudness. Bar 17 to 20. Establish the groove. Keep it simple. Main break, sub, minimal stabs. This is where dancers lock in. Don't spam edits too early. Bars 21 to 24. Variation and call and response. Add a ghost snare, a hat fill, one extra stab answer, or a mid-bass phrase replying to the sub. A nice advanced structure move is two-stage impact. Bar 17 is the slam. Bar 21 is second gear. That's how you keep attention after the initial hit. Bars 25 to 28. Lift. Open hats slightly. Add a subtle ride loop if it fits. And here's a tasteful hype trick. Automate the drum boss saturator drive up by about 1 dB over the section. Just a touch. If it's obvious, It's too much. You can also do a half bar fake out at the start of bar 25. For two beats, imply halftime with simplified kick placement, but keep hats rolling at full speed so momentum doesn't die. Then snap back with a fill. Bars 29 to 32, fill and transition. Do a classic jungle fill, retrigger a snare slice, pitch down a tom slice, or do a one bar break chop. End of phrase matters for DJs. Consider leaving a clean one beat hole or a single hit tail in bars 31 to 32 so another record can bite cleanly. And a slick transition option. A mini filter pull down on the drum bus plus a little echo feedback increase on a send for the last hit. It feels like a tape moment without needing a literal tape stop plugin. Step 5. Build the pre-drop so the drop feels inevitable. Bars 1 to 16 are not the drop but quieter. They're a different emotional state. You're creating contrast. First, remove low end gradually. On the bass bus, automate utility gain down, or low pass the bass more aggressively as you approach the drop. Second, filter the breaks in a way that sounds like it's being choked off. Put auto filter on the drum bus. Start with a low pass around 6 to 10 kHz. By the last bar, close down toward 1 to 2 kHz. You're basically taking away air and edge so the drop reed opening feels huge. Third, add rising noise. Operator noise works, or a noise sample. High pass it. Automate volume and keep it in its lane. Noise should hype, not mask the snare. Fourth, tension trick. Tiny pitch rise. In the last two bars, take a pad or a stab layer and automate a small upward pitch. Not a full EDM riser, just enough to add anxiety.